We are doing Sefer Masiot, and we are up to the last story that's in the regular printed edition. Our sages tell us that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was a complete tzaddik. And when it came time for him to pass away, so God said to the angel of death, go and grant him whatever wish he has. So the angel of death came to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and said to him, your time has come to pass away from the world. But whatever you ask me to do, I'll do. When Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi heard this, he said, I want you to show me where I sit in Gan Eden. So the angel of death said to him, go with me and I'll show you. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, I'm a little bit scared going with you. So give me your sword so I won't be scared. So the angel of death gave him his sword, and they went together till they came to the walls of Gan Eden. When they came to the walls surrounding Gan Eden, they were standing outside the fortification. The Malach HaMavis took Rabbi Yeshua, and he lifted him and placed him on the wall of Gan Eden. So he said, you see over there? That's your place in Gan Eden. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi jumped down and fell into Gan Eden. The angel grabbed the corner of his coat, and the angel grabbed the corner of his coat and said, get out of there! And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi took a vow in God's name that he's not leaving. Now the angel of death is not allowed to enter Gan Eden. He couldn't go in. So the angel said before Hashem, Master of the world, look at what ben Levi did. He took with his own strength his portion in Gan Eden. So God said, okay, let's do some research. If in his lifetime he took a vow and annulled his own vow, so then we'll also find a way of annulling this vow. So they took out the history books and they start doing rewind. They go over his lifetime and they say anytime he took a vow in his lifetime, he kept it. He never annulled a vow. So God says if so, then he has a right to stay there. And when the Malach HaMavis saw that he couldn't take him out, he said, give me back my sword. I got to do my job. So Rabbi Yeshua says, no. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is standing there in Gan Eden, and he's not willing to give back the sword. Till a heavenly voice came out and said, give him the knife, because the creations need it. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said to the angel of death, I'll give it back to you, but promise me that when you come to kill someone, you won't show him the sword. Because initially, whenever the angel of death would find a person, he'd slaughter him before everyone. A mother could be holding her baby, and suddenly the baby drops dead. He didn't care. So he said, I want you to work in a more tsanua fashion. Don't be so bold in front of everyone. And so the angel of death promised him, and so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi gave him back the sword. Elio came to lead Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi into Gan Eden, and he called out, clear the way for the son of Levi. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, he found him sitting over 13 kinuchin of tzaddikin. He asked him, are you the son of Levi? So he said, yeah. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai asked him, did you ever see the rainbow? So he said, yes. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, then you're not the son of Levi. And it wasn't so. In truth, throughout his days, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was so pious that God never showed a rainbow. We know that a rainbow is a sign that the world really deserves to be destroyed. And throughout Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's time, he had enough merits that a rainbow was never shown. So why did he tell Rashbi, why did he tell Rav Shimon bar Yochai, yeah, I've seen a rainbow? Because he didn't want to be proud. Even in Gan Eden, he was modest. So he didn't want to make it sound like, no, in my time there was never a rainbow. So why did they ask him, was there a rainbow? Why was that the way they asked him? Because the rainbow is a sign of the covenant between God and the earth. The second a rainbow is seen, it means that God has to have extra compassion over the world. when there's a righteous person in the world doesn't need the rainbow for the extra compassion, because if there's even one righteous person in the world, that's reason enough to maintain the world. As the verse says, "V'tzadik yisod olam." One tzaddik could be the foundation for the whole world. Therefore, they used to ask, did you ever see a rainbow? If you ever saw a rainbow, man, you're not pious enough to sustain the world on your own. The angel of death went to Rabbi Gamliel, and he said to him, such and such Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi did to me. So Rabbi Gamliel said, I'm happy to hear he did that to you. The angel of death comes complaining to Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel says, I'm happy he did that to you. So, you want, I'll send you to him. And you'll tell him, please, check out in Gan Eden and Gehenim, and check out their storage places, and write it up for me and send it to me. I want to know, are there any Kutim in Gan Eden? And are there any Jews in Gehenim, any of Bnei Israel in Gehenim? So the angel of death goes back to the walls, and he calls Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, and asked him what Rabbi Gamliel asked. So Rabbi Yehoshua went and checked throughout Gan Eden, and he saw all the good that's waiting for Tzadik and Olam Haba. And he went to the entrance of Gehenim, and he saw everything that's in Gehenim. And then he came back and wrote everything down, and sent it to Rabbi Gamliel and to the elders, and told them everything he saw in Gan Eden and Gehenim. God, in His mercy, should save us from the laws of Gehenim, and give us our portion in Olam Haba, with the Tzaddikim and the Chassidim. Amen. This is how Rav Nisim Gaon concludes the beautiful work of Sefer Maaseiot.